USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's not flip-flopping, even though he backtracked previous comments on gun control and payroll tax cuts.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy.
As for his support for stronger background checks on guns,
I want guns to be in the hands of people that are mentally stable. And those people, I want them to easily be able to get a gun. But people that are insane, people that are sick up here, I don't want them to be able to get a gun.
Speaking before a Louisville trip, he said he was the chosen one when it comes to dealing with China. He tweeted a quote from USA's Wayne Allen Root, saying the Jewish people love the president like he's the king of Israel and the second coming of God. He defended his stance with China.
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is saying he scrapped his trip to Denmark after its prime minister rejected his idea to buy Greenland as an absurdity. Mette Frederiksen is expressing disappointment with the president's cancellation. She says again, Greenland is not for sale.
This has clearly been rejected by Kim Kielsen, a position that I share, of course.
His visit was scheduled for the beginning of September. He told reporters he was insulted by Frederiksen's one-word initial response.
The prime minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty.
And in Louisville, the president spoke at a vets convention. He said his administration will wipe out any student loan debt that's held by a disabled veteran.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in student debt held by our severely wounded warriors, it's gone forever.
Mr. Trump said his action will help those vets who sacrificed so much for their country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Could polluted air be causing depression? USA's Chris Barnes has the findings of a new study.
Researchers at the University of Chicago say air pollution may be linked to depression and other mental health disorders. They looked at data from Denmark and the U.S. and say it suggests that being exposed to poor air quality when you're young raises the risk of developing major depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia later in life. The scientists do say genetics and neurochemistry also likely play roles in whether a person develops mental illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The CDC is releasing some information about measles. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The U.S. recorded 21 new measles cases last week, raising the total number of cases to just over 1,200 across 30 states in the worst outbreak of the virus since 1992. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Diane Hess, and she says keeping your children safe from the measles is not too difficult.
Get your family vaccinated on time. That's the first thing. So when your child is one, they're supposed to have the measles vaccine, and when they're four, they're supposed to have their booster. Do not refuse vaccines. Do not space out vaccines. Do not go to a pediatrician who would be willing to do this, because you will expose your child in the waiting room to a disease that is preventable. That's number one. Number two, if you live in an area where there is an outbreak, there's an option to immunize your baby as young as 6 months. So we can't immunize birth to 6 months, but once they're 6 months, we can give an extra dose of the MMR vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.